News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and it's Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. Wednesday, September the 25th, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live.
Good morning.
KCNR1460.com, 7:06 in the morning. Bad Bob, good morning, Bad Bob.
You are such a little kid at heart.
You know what? At heart. It's not even at heart. You know what?
I am,
and I can't help it. But you know what? I think about it. You know that growing up, you know, something. But nobody had a commercial like that where there's a camel walking around. Guess what dad has? Guess what? You know, and being so bothersome. Okay, it's something. Yes, it's something.
But we all know someone like
that. We do. I mean, and they, you know what? And they always win. They come in, and you just, when they walk in, you go, okay. What? You want the car here? Take the car. I don't care.
And it's good
not,
morning.
Nobody in your family. It's somebody else.
Red sky this morning.
And you know what I saw? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. We want to talk about the weather right now, Corey.
Absolutely. 66 degrees. We have a 50% chance of rain today. So you know that, I don't know if you feel it, but the barometric pressure, there's been some, these fronts that have been kind of in the air. And you know what I'm talking about, Bob.
Yeah.
You can see it right there on the computer. What is that big green thing?
That is a lot of water coming down just off the coast and moving toward us. If you go to wonderground.com and click on their weather map, you can get an animated radar picture that is the same radar that the weather forecasters are looking at. And it is color-coded, and right now what you're looking at is a lot of water falling down there near the Eureka area,
really?
And it is headed this way.
Well, that's great, because that ought to help the fires up in Siskiyou County, I would hope.
So,
there's going to be some lightning with it, too, so it's a mix, okay. And a lot of wind, which is a mixed bag.
So as we're talking about weather, and I say barometric, I get these barometric pressure headaches. I used to get them in Nashville when the fronts would come in, but it's been like that for the last two or three days. What does it mean by barometric pressure?
Well, literally, the air pressure, and it's not a very big shift, but it is literally a change in the air pressure, and your body reacts to it, same as when you are driving in the mountains or take a fast elevator even. Very minor changes have an effect on you.
Isn't that interesting? So, okay, so we have that 50% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. The winds are low, around 3 to 7 miles per hour tonight. Looks like we have lows around 57, and again, 90% chance of precipitation. And that's just we're going to give you today's forecast. We've got more later on in the program with our week ahead forecast. The weather's been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Always, every time we read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be Shasta Gas customer, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Angel, good morning. Angel's already on the chat room and
good
going
morning.
For it. And I've got to take a second here to read it. But a lot of things happening today. We've got an honor flight in here. We've got the air show rolling in. And then we have Kristen Schrader, our third candidate of this week that's running for city council. And we'll talk to Kristen about what she'd like to see happen in the city. You know, one thing I do want to talk about, they did the state of the city yesterday. You know, sometimes we forget. And I think I'm probably just like most people, but sometimes we forget the great things or the good things that happen in Reading and the things that are moving forward and positive. Rick Bassetti, the mayor, was giving it, and most of the time it's a good news report. But there are a lot of good things that we need to think about that have happened. You know, one of the things, and even though it's caused consternation and all this, but the building of this new police station, we need a new police station. It's not that the other one, we could use this another couple of years. No, It was more than time. So we're now going to have a new police station, and it is a very functional block type, stamped concrete floors type of police station that gives them plenty of room to put their equipment in. And, you know, and it, this, and this is kind of indicative of today's society. To hook up all their electronics, each one of the police needs like a six, you know, like a, one of those six charger places.
Yeah.
They can put in, they can put in their radios, their any all their electronics, computers, all these things have to hook up to these.
Got I found that interesting. Little batteries.
Yeah, and you know the other things too is that you know we can argue about REU, and so I'm like I'm going to put that in the wait and see about the new building. But the other thing, too, is that Dugan Barr and Dugan and Terry Barr were given the past mayor's philanthropic achievement award. And she said that the Reading couple has given many charitable gifts, and that's true. We know the Barrs have done that, sometimes anonymously, to various community organizations, including One Safe Place. And as Dugan says when they went up there to get the award, pay your dues, folks. Echoing what his father taught him. I think that's pretty cool. He also threw, Bassetti also threw a plug out for Measure F, the quarter cent sales tax, which we also have questions about. But he said the city's in better financial shape now than it was 8 years ago during the height of the Great Recession. The planning department, which lost 17 people, is coming back. 5% gain in sales tax revenue. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things happening in the city that are positive, and we can go back and look at new phone billing and phone services at REU, upgraded improvements in the sewage treatment plants, the new Oasis Town Center. Attempts to lure a new air service to Reading Municipal Airport. Now the attempts have not been a success, but They have been trying. It's not because the city of Reading and the city employees, you know, Rod Dinger and you know especially Rod Dinger hasn't been trying. Now here's the thing: sometimes we do forget. You know, we get hung up on the high pay of managers, and we forget that we've got many other city employees working for us that just do outstanding jobs. And I think we've pointed that out consistently through our 5 years here. Is that they have done a great job. City employees, county employees have done really a good job for us. And the fact is that the straits we're in right now with you know the lack of money, the homelessness, the transient problem and all this needs to be addressed. That we cannot get away from that. But let's not forget about the good things that have happened in our city. One of the good things that happens to me is every night.
That's kind of ba-dum-bum.
Oh, boy.
Ba-dum-bum. There's the Johnny moment. Oh, excuse me. That was a long time ago.
I get a great night's sleep on my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting
hey,
is
what did 40. We say this morning?
We slept so
all
well.
All the way through the night.
All the way through the night. I mean, you know what? Obviously, the dog didn't get up in the middle of the night and chase things around. But, you know,
usually you have to go up to go to the bathroom or something like, come on, let's just be honest with you. This human functions, but we slept all the way through the night.
Got you 8 hours of sleep and you don't, you know what? It's what a great night's sleep on my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting, like I said, is 40. And Linda's sleep number setting is 40 also.
Because we can switch it around.
If I want to, I can make mine 45. But because we have the dual air technology.
We love
it. But the big thing that sleep number has now offered is the Sleep IQ. The Sleep IQ fits on, you know, it comes with your new beds if that's what you want. And what it does is it will show your restlessness through the night and may offer a different sleep number setting to try. And all that comes to you unobtrusively on an app that you can have sent to you. And the bottom line, though, is a better night's sleep. And who doesn't want a better night's sleep? Made in America, Consumer Reports, number one mattress. And Consumer Report does not take ads. It's not bought. This is what they really believe. It also has warranties in it. This bed will last you a very, very long time. And where can you get one? How about going down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center? Right now, you can find a C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology, the whole shooting match, at under $1,000. And how much is that worth? You think about how long you're going to have that bed and how many great nights sleep you're going to get. Target Shopping Center, head on over to the Sleep Number store and see Janice or Brian. All right, we're going to be right back. We have Honor Flight with us, and then we've got I think we may even have some pilots here from the air show. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And,
you
could hear them yesterday. You heard them yesterday, the jets flying
They're
over.
They're in town.
They're in town. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. It is 7:19 in the morning, 65 degrees out today, 50% chance of rain. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is a place you just, when you walk in, it smells healthy and you get healthier just walking around the store. People there
smells.
Flock to you and want to help you. And besides having an in-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to assist you for free. You can get free water down there. Classes on health and diet in the evenings, raw foods, organic foods, all of this at Orchard Nutrition. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle, and we absolutely mean that. We put our food where our mouth is. We go down there and shop.
Okay,
and,
Carl.
Yes, I mean, let me get going. Hey, okay, did you see the photo of President Obama leaving the helicopter? And he salutes the Marines at the bottom, you know, that military salute, and he's got a latte in his right hand, and he salutes with the cup of coffee in a styrofoam cup. That's the way he salutes. And I'm looking at it, and I can't believe that this is the commander-in-chief that's actually walking down, being cool, and go, that's right, I got to salute these guys. What are those guys? Oh, that's Marines, that's right. And he uses his right hand with the latte. And so now, so the new song you play when the president shows up is now "Hail to the Latte." So anyway,
I think this segues into what honor is, and tradition, and of course through the years, through all the military branches, there's been such tradition and ways that you salute. There's a reason that you remove your cap. There's a reason you put your right hand over your heart when you do the Pledge of Allegiance. All of these things have meaning behind them. And with us, we have two very special people that have really their calling in life, and you can definitely tell from the time I've been in Reading and have met these two lovely couple, this couple, that they have put their time and energy into honoring our veterans.
Tom and Debbie. Good morning. Johnson. Tom Johnson.
Our Johnsons.
Who is my cousin's name, so I would never forget that. In fact, on Facebook,
and my mom's maiden name.
I see a Tom Johnson mom. I think, is that my cousin? Yeah. No, it's never my cousin. Yeah. It's Tom.
We have Johnsons. Both of us have Johnsons in our family.
You two have done so much for this community and the veterans. You all, besides supporting every veterans event, which you do, you also are the ones that are behind the Honor Flight of Northern California. And that takes our World War II veterans who are quickly leaving the scene and getting them back to D.C., letting them see the World War II Memorial, taking care of them. I guess they go see the Vietnam Memorial, whatever you can get in for them. And right. Some of them are in wheelchairs. Some of them are getting around better than I am. And then you bring them, back home, and you do this out of love. I mean, because it's cost you. It's love, because every time Debbie talks about it, she starts to cry.
Well, I might do that this morning because I brought you something special this morning.
Well, today it is special. So we've got something happening on September 30th. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. All right.
Honor Flight, the movie. The folks in Wisconsin, the hub there, decided to really tell the story of how this all works and comes about. So the movie on the 30th, we'll let folks know just what it is we do, how we go about it and why we go about it and who gets involved in the community. And so they kind of understand, why are we asking Shasta County for this money? We've been here in the state for 8 years, since 2008, and we were the first hub here in California that associated with Honor Flight Network. And as other hubs have come along, we've been able to disperse our list that was over 2,000 names when we first started. And now we want to make sure that we do our home folks, you know?
For those who are listening,
maybe you can give them just a brief description of what the Honor Flight is, how one begins, and what it is about.
Well, mainly, we take the World War II veterans back to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial. That's our main goal, and our main mission is to get every World War II veteran that's still with us and able back there as soon as we can, mainly because we're losing them at almost 1,000 a day.
So you have, do you bus, and you have people, how many volunteers do you have per veteran?
It was eight veterans with six guardians.
That's fabulous.
We're now, because of the logistics involved, we're going to a one-to-one situation.
Okay, so that helps if somebody's can't get around, here's who you're with this entire week.
That's the person to help them. Right. You get them to, you get everybody to the plane. The guardians pay their airfare, which is around $300.
They make a donation. Yes.
And they make a donation. Okay, they make a donation. And then you get there into D.C. Everybody goes to a hotel. The next morning you get up and you go over and you see the World War II Memorial and other places that you can see.
Right. Absolutely.
And then
You make it sound like you
hotel.
Just get up, but some, yeah. like I'm saying, some people, it's hard for them to move.
No, but so I mean,
we schedule breakfast for an hour and a half.
Okay, well, but I mean,
it gives them an hour and a half.
And a bathroom break for a half an hour, right?
Sometimes bathroom breaks are a long time.
They're a long time, yes. You know, but what you're doing is just fabulous, just fantastic. And so now we're going to have a movie. There's going to be a movie showing this on September 30th. It's going to be down at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Mm-hmm. It's going to be two times. It's going to be at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and this is going to be next Tuesday night.
Right.
Or next Tuesday afternoon. Suggested donations is $10. Now, we'd like to fill this place up a couple of times, or if nothing else, we'd like to get a bunch of donations here.
Mainly that's what this movie is about.
Right, right.
It gives the overall view of a typical flight. Mm-hmm. There are some things that we do a little different than the people that made the movie, mainly because they were closer to Washington than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs was a one-day trip.
Right.
Ours is a three-day trip, and mainly... we've tried it several different scenarios over the time that we've been doing this. We're just completed our 18th trip.
Yeah. Well, anytime you leave from Reading to go to back east,
anywhere,
or it's exhausting because it does
you leave
take
from
you.
Reading then, right?
No, we will probably leave from Reading with the Shasta flight. Maybe. Normally we leave out of San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah, there's maybes out of this. Okay, now, you can drop off donations at Classique Cafe, New West Medical Street Incorporated. That's on Churn Creek. Mm-hmm. Eagles Landing on Bocelli Lane and Jones Fort at 1600 Cypress.
And the suggested donation is $10, but of course, you know, they'll take what you can give. And your donations are going towards the Shasta County Community Flight.
Mm-hmm. And it we want people to come just to find out what we're about and become part of our cadre of donors and people working for us to get donations.
Now, we don't know when the next one's going because we're picking up the donations and everything. But yeah. You know what, everybody? And everybody is always reaching out. We're reaching out right now for stuff. And but this is really a super thing you do. My mom gave money to this memorial, and I got her back there.
Very good.
And for her to see it.
Can I read something?
Sure.
All right. It says, I am a World War II veteran. I am a World War II vet. I served in that horrible war. From what I hear, there are not many of us left anymore. 16 million of us joined in the fight. I still see their faces when I lie awake at night. I signed up at the age of 18, became MP full of steam. I served in all branches. I held every rank, from a pilot to a sergeant on an army tank, a lieutenant flying fighters in the blue skies, a young rifleman who thinks his kind never dies. When the ramps went down at Omaha, we knew very well, on this day in Normandy, we were visitors to hell. I went in a boy, came out a man. I trembled with fear, but never ran. On the Navy ships, serving with the best, so many on the bottom, finding eternal rest. On a LST, I brought the war machine. On Okinawa, I proved I was a brave Marine. I fired the big guns. I dodged incoming shells. Only the hand of God knows which of the enemy fell. I was never a hero, just a kid doing his best. No Silver Star or Navy Cross, just one of the rest. And now and then they invite me to parades and ask that I wear my medals on my chest. The ribbons are old, displaying my battle stars. What they never see is my heart full of so many scars. After all these years, it seems they all forgot what we did and why we fought. Maybe it's better that way. Let them ignore the horrors we all suffered when we went to war. Let them sleep in peace and calm at night, knowing that they will never be called again to fight. Not for me. I gave up my youth, my innocent years. I faced danger and death and conquered my fears. I was part of a force the greatest there ever was. We won for liberty because freedom was our cause. And now I am old, though in my heart I feel young, remembering my comrades and the victory we won. Then I was asked not too long ago to fly in a bird with veterans who could still go, to see a special place where we knew we belonged. I thought America didn't care. I found out I was wrong. Now I am tired, but I will sleep well tonight. Today I was honored. Thank you, Honor Flight.
Aw.
Wow.
That is yeah. So touching. Okay, now how can
that's
we,
what
now,
it's all about.
How
folks.
Can everybody help? Everybody, look at on, go to the website Honor
that
Flight.
That is awesome.
NorCal HonorFlightNorCal.org, and you can donate via credit card or PayPal there, or stop donations can be dropped off at Classic Cafe, Jones Fort, New West Medical Inc., or Eagles Landing. And again, this next Tuesday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, the Honor Flight, the movie. Tom and Debbie Johnson, you do so much for our community and our veterans. I can't say enough, and I applaud you.
If you have questions, you can also call 357-3380.
You didn't make it. None of us did. Gosh. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for being here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to the Paint Mart. I want to match paint colors with wallpaper and new window blinds.
And just how are you going to do all that?
Paint Mart has this wonderful new PPG Voice of Color touchscreen where you can design paint colors, pick and choose PPG paints for walls and trim. Then I can pick out my wallpaper, blinds, and drapes, all with the ease of a large touchscreen. It's great.
At the Paint Mart, we have a design consultant to help you select the perfect PPG paint for interior, exterior, primers, and stains, including low VOC options with elegant, durable finishes and over 1,900 colors to choose from. We also carry wallpaper, custom blinds, draperies, and shutters. Paint smart with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality PPG paint, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff.
Come to Paint Mart.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
If you want more than just to sleep every night, if you're looking for luxurious comfort and near total freedom from motion transfer, look to Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue and the best in class luxury in mattresses. The AH Beard line, manufactured with 100% natural wool to wick moisture away and control body temperature. All this provides the maximum in comfort and quality sleep every night at a truly amazing price with the best 20-year non-prorated warranty in the industry. And let's face it, you're worth it. See the AH Beard mattress line along with adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets and pillows, mattress pads, and much more, including Organipedic by OMI, the purest mattress made and manufactured right here in Northern California. Only a family-owned and operated Cresson's Mattress Gallery, your complete sleep headquarters. With the largest mattress inventory in the North State, you'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you'll always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee. Only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Quality sleep at an affordable price.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I remember when I
back to KCNR 1460, and we are so happy to be with you on this, what are we, Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
September the 25th?
Yeah.
7:24 in the morning. 7:34 in the morning, I'm sorry. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, where Linda goes down and raids their estate jewelry on a regular basis. 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only watch repair guy in the whole area. And we, in fact, I've got to go down there and pick up. He put the whole insides of a watch together for me for like $50. I mean, you can't beat that.
No.
Plus, you know, batteries and all that. But the big thing they do is jewelry at great prices. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Bill Wagner's here. If Bill Wagner's here, it's got to be Air Show.
Exchange
we see him.
Club.
We see him every other year.
Yeah, you know, you this could, time 3 years. So.
Yeah, but yeah,
oh,
I can
right.
see your face because you know, if you could see his face, you know, he's kind of pacing. This is when all the big shots are coming into town. This is like a big deal, folks. Give us okay. What's it feel like right now backstage or back? You know, as you're at the hangar.
It's crazy behind the scenes. We try and make it so everybody only sees smoothness out front. Yesterday was a crazy day. Snowbird's arrival had trouble with their planes. Took them a while to get here from Portland. They were a little late. Adds to the stress running around. There's hundreds, thousands of details, and all of our members from the Exchange Club of Reading are out there trying to. Each one has their own job and their own crises that are popping up one after, you know, it's like the, where you push the pillow down that's got filled with water and it comes up, the mattress comes up.
It's like that game the kids play with the mole. The
mole, right,
the
whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole. You hit them all, you whack-a-mole. Whack another one, whack another one.
And
it just keeps going. I heard them flying over yesterday.
Yes, they did. They overflew the town. They, quote-unquote, missed an approach at the airport probably, so they had to overfly the town. So that
You know what? These are the guys going to be flying 30 feet off the ground over our heads, and you're telling me these things?
Oh. No, well, this is what happened. This is the truth of what it is when you're doing a live performance.
Oh, man.
You know, you think, for instance, okay, let's do a comparison to a Broadway performance. You think it's going to be the same every night. There's no way. You have no idea what's going to happen with the orchestra. You have no idea what's going to happen with the props. You don't have a costume. There are malfunctions, misfunctions, all kinds of things that can happen. Hopefully it goes smoothly. You pray for it to go smoothly, but you just move through it. You just, that's a professional.
Everything goes together. You know,
that's exactly right.
Their jets are very old. Their military budget is no better than our military budget. It's an amazing thing when they come into town, they open those jets and they got all these little, they're very small jets. They have all these little compartments all over the place where they pull out all their tools and everything they've brought with them. So
okay, we have the Snowbirds, but give us a rough idea of when the gates open at 11:30. Actually, at 8.
No, the gates open at 8 unless you have a photo pass. You have a photo pass Saturday and Sunday. You can get in at 7 when there's no crowd. Take some pictures of the planes, but otherwise the gates open at 8. We'll have static aircraft. We have a very large display of vintage military equipment.
This wow.
is really
so cool.
big.
Oh,
okay. So people can touch, feel, take pictures alongside of.
No touch, but they can.
Okay.
They can take photos.
They can take photos.
They can stand close to them.
Okay.
Right? And we also have about 40 vintage cars. We started with 10 in 2011, and we upped the show to 40 vintage cars. So we're trying to have different things for people out there to look at.
We've had no problems giving away tickets, Bill.
Army?
We've had no problems giving away
no
tickets.
Problems.
No
problem.
No, everybody's very, very excited. This is like the event. No, but I still want to go into, to give us a feeling of when you come in the gate, what is somebody going to experience the day, what their day is? This is not just an hour. You want to take this entire, it's like going to the fair. You want to take, it's an experience for the day.
So you're going to walk in the gate. And of course, you're going to be excited. And then off to the right, there'll be the B-25 bomber, the one that Doolittle flew over Tokyo. And that's our veterans display area. There's going to be 10 to 15 veteran groups, including the disabled American veterans and the VA administration. The VA Veterans Administration will be out there. And then Purple Heart Society and some other American Legion where veterans can go, get information. We'll have a ribbon for every veteran. It says thank you for your service. The first 300 veterans each day will get a small coupon package. And during the show,
during the show,
we will have a veteran salute, play the Armed Forces medley, have each have the ask members, veterans to stand up when they hear their song play. We have all the Warbirds. We have the B-25. We got a P-38 Lightning. We got the Hellcat and the Zero. The T-33 Korean War era jet. So all of that is focused on veterans, folks who have given service to our country over all the years.
All right. So then at 11:30, you say the ceremonies begin.
Well, approximately 11:30. It's a work in progress. We're working.
Nothing ever starts on time.
Well-ish.
Right. Part of it is we can shut the airport down, but commercial flights, they come and go. And SkyWest was gracious enough to move their flight out of the Snowbirds F-18 window to 11:45 arrival, 12:15 departure. And so we will check with San Francisco, find out where the plane is, when it exactly is coming in.
It's probably still on the ground because they rarely come in. So I wouldn't even worry about that.
Well, anymore. I was told that in the last 3 months,
they've been doing really well. Yeah. We caught the plane out of here, and it was on time, and we came
2
back
o'clock.
On time.
We were nervous Nellies.
So we're working around that with our jumpers. And then as soon as we start, while the plane's on the ground getting passengers and luggage, we're going to swear in delayed enlistees from all the services, some on Saturday, some on Sunday in front of the crowd. Their parents can go out there. Their parents will be very excited because they'll be seeing the people that are going to be, you know, feeding and housing their children for the next couple of years. So.
Those men and women that are serving our country, thank you very much, and we'll be in harm's way with the way that we're going. We know that at any time they can be called up. So we need to be there. We encourage everyone to come to this event. This is you're going to see and experience things that you would not see anyplace else.
Well, it's a big deal. Like I said, we're one of only a handful of shows in the country, civilian shows, that will have a jet demo and a jet demo team because of all the cutbacks, sequestration for the military. And it's a great family-oriented event. Well, and all of our money goes back to the community.
How'd you get them?
Did we get them? Well,
how'd you get the Canadians? Did you offer them that they could fill their their planes up with green gold or something on the way back?
We did what we always do. We dogged them. We've been dogging them since 2011 to try and get them to come to Reading. We've been very fortunate 19 out of 21 years to have a jet team, which is remarkable for a show our size. That's because of the way the community comes together, supports the show, but also supports them when they're in town. They're welcomed. And all the military is welcome, and they appreciate that. So they keep coming back.
The part that I like is where the jets, the teams are up there, and they get your attention up in the air, going right and left, and you're kind of looking way out there. And this one jet comes right behind you, over your head, and you fall on the ground and try not to pee on yourself.
Yep, that's true. Now that happens with the Blue Angels. That will not happen with the Snowbirds. Their jets aren't that fast.
Making sure.
So they got 9 of them.
Earplugs.
So they're in front of the crowd a lot more.
Okay.
And they're a lot more artistic, but they still do the opposing solo maneuvers.
Wow.
And they're up in the air for about 50 minutes, so it's a long
show. That's a long show.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's wonderful that the whole Canadian Air Force comes down to
show. This is a Canadian show. We've got them. We've got the F-18. I had one trainer, Canadian trainer, it's called a Harvard, coming down, and they emailed yesterday and asked if they could send another plane, a Hawk. And we said, certainly we'll take any military displays we can get. Mm-hmm. Our only concern was the Harvard. We were concerned whether we could park it next to a Princeton or a Yale or a Brown plane.
Lady pilots. Let's talk about your lady pilots.
Our lady pilots, we got Julie Clark and we got Jackie Warda. Two of the best.
Jackie's fabulous. I would love to. I mean, maybe we'll talk after at the break to see on Thursday night, even if they're not here yet, maybe I can get them to call in because I remember meeting Jackie years ago. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman. And If I'm not mistaken, she sent me a poster and she signed it, and I was just really, really honored. This would have been probably, she would have been in your show, let's say, 7-8 years.
Yeah,
been doing
she hasn't
it for
been
a
back. She was flying a Pitts,
yeah,
a little small biplane. Mm-hmm. Now she has an extra 300, a much more high-powered aircraft.
Fantastic.
And then Julie, Julie the Juice Plus plane will be here. They were very fortunate that, the sponsor agreed to send her to Reading, so that's really good for us.
That's great. Okay, so highlights for you right now. I know you're inundated with, oh my God, I have this air. You've got radio promotion and all that stuff, but what for you right now is that when you go to bed at night, bam, the thing that's just really exciting for you?
The thing that's exciting for me, and it'll be more exciting on Sunday morning, but right now, when I go out to the airport sometime, when I get done with everything, I'll drive by and I'll see those Snowbirds jet parked on the south end of the runway, and I'll go, wow, right here in Reading. And that, and especially like Sunday morning after we've had one day of the show, and then the sun comes up and the jets are out there, and I'm out there before anybody and just checking to make sure everything's okay. I stop and I look, and you go, wow.
Yeah,
we did it.
We
you
did
it.
Oh,
you
yeah,
did
we
it.
Get that.
Fantastic. It, you know, we have three tickets.
Three
tickets left. And the reason, I don't know why we have an odd number here, but, you know, if you want to bring a kid.
I obviously counted wrong one
how
day.
How about a next-door neighbor that maybe just doesn't get out?
Okay, here's a family pack if you've got three in your family.
Three in your family right now, free. These are open admission for Saturday or Sunday. Saturday or Sunday for the air show.
We have a winner.
I'll tell you what, that's what's happening. Flying out of here. So
excellent.
Yeah.
So we appreciate it. We appreciate all your support.
Well, you know what, Bill? We appreciate you
and
the Exchange Club for doing something like this, because not only is it just a great event for families, it's really good for the economy around
right,
here.
Right, yeah. We pump about a million. We were very, very conservative in our estimate, $1 million every time we have a show. And the other thing is we've given away more than $1 million in the last 25 years.
Fantastic.
To the groups that help us put on the show. And that's what it's all about.
Okay, Mike C., you are the winner. I know the phones are ringing off the hook. We don't have any more to give away. I'm sorry. That was the last batch. Mike C., congratulations.
We've given away a lot of tickets over the last
week. I do have a Thursday night. Be listening. I hope to have somebody from the air show. So I do have two tickets on Thursday night. I will be giving
Thursday
away.
Thursday night, we'll
at
be giving
6 p.m.
away two
I'll be,
more tickets. Yeah.
So, and that'll be the end of them. But congratulations, Mike C.
And we'll work on getting you somebody for Thursday night. To call
good.
In.
I want to have somebody
then
I can
you're going to be back Friday with us, too. Somebody
we'll,
is.
We'll have pilots Friday.
Pilots are going to be back at 7:30 on Friday. We can talk to them.
Yeah. Yes. We'll have you pilots definitely on Friday.
Bill Wagner, Exchange Club.
Thanks,
of
Bill.
Reading, the air show.
We'll be out
what
there waving
great,
our flags.
Great, great, great show it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything you do for us.
Well, hey, you know what? Yes, community. That's what
it's a win-win, as they say.
It is a win-win.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It is Wednesday, hump day, the 25th of September. It's kind of cool. The 65 degrees. Out there, and wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
It's the 24th. Yeah, you're looking at something. Anyway, Bonnie
it's
Sharp.
It's the 24th of September.
What have you been saying?
I've had the whole day. Why didn't somebody say something?
You've been talking about Wednesday. I didn't hear that.
Hump day, Wednesday,
it's
the 24th. 7:51 in the morning. It's currently 65 degrees. And Bonnie Sharp either called us when we had on the Johnsons this morning talking about the honor flight, at the top of the hour. Johnsons, Bonnie, I ran out the street and screamed down the street. They came back in. They made a copy of I Am a World War II Veteran. So we have a copy of the poem that we've done for you. So come on to the studio. You know where we are, and you can get that.
We'll make several copies of that, in fact. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of NRA professional instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a pistol and ammunition for those who are taking the Shasta County basic CCW course. You can register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Now, they are a women's only class. A women's only class is going to be taught this weekend, and there's still a couple spots left the last time I heard. So give them a call at 999-1822 and be in there with the other ladies who are all just, it ends up them shooting so much better than the men in almost every case. Anyway, give them a call, 999-1822. I already talked about the latte. Hail to the latte. I shouldn't say that, but when you see something like that, you see the President of the United States getting off the helicopter, these Marines are in their uniforms, and they are cranking on a great salute, and he's got his coffee in his right hand because it's too difficult to change that go from his right hand to his left hand, I guess.
He's never served. He does not understand the importance of the salute. Now, Carl, share with our listeners why there is a protocol of being in uniform. There's a protocol of isn't there a certain kind of
salutes are always rendered, and it's a mark of respect and acknowledgement. It used to be to show that your hand was held up to show that you had no weapon in your hand. Subordinates walked to their left and one pace behind him. What was that? It was because they were subordinates? No, it's because that way would allow you, they're on your sword side, to protect that side in case you had to draw your sword.
and fight, they were there on your left to protect that side as you draw and face to the right. And then so, I mean, but the open hand showed that there was no weapon in the hand. That's where the salute started. And then worked its way into, you know, being put over your tips of your fingers over your right. Over your right eye. Now, if you're in the Navy, sometimes that was kind of, we called it the beer can salute, where they were slightly cupped, but there was no beer can in it.
But
it
why
was
were
an
they
open hand.
Are you joking?
Because, no. Ask our Navy.
Why
guy
was it
here.
Slightly cupped?
Why were they slightly cupped like that?
I'm not sure. Possibly to miss the brim of your hat.
No, it could
your
be
cap.
In the Air Force, they just wave.
I also understood that one of the origins of the hand salute to the forehead was from knighthood. They would raise their visor so they could tell who the person under the medal was.
That too. And it could do that. And but again, the open hand, the first ones were for the open hand. But the thing is, it's a mark of respect, and it's an acknowledgement. And when you have if you have something in your hand like that, a cup of coffee, it just, oh, yeah, okay, I'm just way too busy to be the commander-in-chief today. Well, you know, that's, I'm not going to go any
well,
further.
Well, I do get
I'm
several.
I'm not going any further.
Well, I want to take it a step further and say that, you know, I get these emails from friends who will forward something and say, I bet you wouldn't see our current president doing this. And love him or hate him, folks, I say that because there were a lot of people who just were such rabid Bush haters. When you think of how he was very respectful with our wounded warriors, how he went into the hospitals and he visited our military was so important to George, especially George. I'm thinking about the younger George, or Bush too, and how he showed his admiration and respect for the military, and then the vast contrast to what we have now is just. Again, that's the drive-by mentality of a snippet. This is our voters are into, you know, the Starbucks moment or whatever he's drinking. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody says chia tea.
Whatever it is, the
okay.
No, fact just, is that kind of, you know,
it's just another thing. It's just another little nail in there that when he's cutting what he's doing to the military is just absolutely. Unconscionable. The cuts right now. It's amazing how they limit the raise to 1%. And other people, of course, are getting more, but they limit the military to 1%. They are taking 50,000 out of the Army, 20,000 out of the Marine Corps. They're having carrier groups come into a mothball fleet area and starting to introduce affirmative action into the military. Let's see how that works. All these things. At the same time, he launches another war into Syria doing airstrikes, which he should have done a year ago, but okay, but now it started. At the same time, we're drawing down and the Chinese are launching aircraft carriers. And we've got the Ukraine there. I just don't quite understand his global strategy here, or even if he has a global strategy. Is he hanging everything on Obamacare, which after these midterm elections may be whittled down somewhat. I don't expect it to go away, but I expect it to be whittled down when you hear that the speaker we had, Bill Whalen, says three states, maybe six, but three states, Louisiana, Arkansas, and North Carolina could all swing to the Republicans. Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, of course, the president is too busy sucking up to the UN climate change thing to worry much about other affairs.
And let's talk about that. And here's what he got out of that one. All the other world leaders go, okay, we're not going to do that. Not one of them signed up to it. Or they signed a pledge that's non-binding. No, we're not going to do that. You guys are first world. We're third world. We're going to keep building those coal plants. We're going to keep destroying the forest. Down in Brazil, they refused to sign a pledge about trying to save their habitat, the rainforest. The United States goes down and buys thousands and thousands, who knows, how many acres we've bought, millions probably over the years. Brazilians go, you know what, we're just going to keep whacking away at them. So here we are raising our gas prices, raising everything here because we're going to save the world. But yet, you know, the fact that if the temperature has gone up in many areas of the world, what that means is they can grow food now. They have a much better way to grow food because the climate has changed. Now, am I saying is that, a whole scale or wholesale destruction of the environment? Of course not. I'm just saying is sometimes when we in the United States say, oh, my God, look what this is doing. We need to change it. The rest of the world takes a look at it and says, well, maybe that's not what we need to do. Isn't this what President Obama's been saying, is that we're just part of the world, that this is – that we're not especially extraordinary. We're not the exceptional country anymore, but yet we're trying to force our opinions on – global on his climate change, his global warming or global climate change onto other countries. I just find it interesting how we can, you know, how we can say, no, we're bad this way, but oh, do it this way. Do away with those coal plants. Okay. When we come back, Christian Schrader will be with us, who is running for Reading City Council. And we're going to talk to Kristen and find out what her ideas are. We talked to Francie Sullivan yesterday and Michael Quinn on Monday. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a speech this past hour to the UN General Assembly, President Obama said it is his responsibility to lead a coalition to dismantle what he called the network of death that is the Islamic State group.
The brutality of terrorists in Syria and Iraq forces us to look into the heart of darkness.
Meanwhile, military war strategist Jessica Lewis says that the air campaign against ISIS is a good start, but cannot win the war by itself.
Will it ultimately destroy the group? I do not think so. There are certain ground conditions that are required ultimately involving ground forces to get after primarily control of the cities that ISIS currently holds.
Lewis tells the Salem Radio Network that the defeat of ISIS will require a ground campaign. Eventually, a Pentagon spokesman notes that the U.S. did execute two more airstrikes today on Islamic State targets in eastern Syria. Strong winds could come into force today in Northern California, still fanning the flames even more. The ones have already destroyed about a dozen homes and charred more than 140 square miles. Cal Fire spokeswoman Roseanne Greer says authorities are trying to get rid of some of the fuel that could feed the flames.
There have been some controlled burns going on for the fire department to kind of create a buffer between the main fire and some of those communities.
The wildfire, officials say, was deliberately set on September 13th. Retail analyst Allison Paul of Deloitte says that 84% of shoppers use digital tools, and those who use mobile devices in stores are 40% more likely to make a purchase, so holiday sales should be brisk this year.
We believe about 50 cents on every dollar will be influenced by a digital device in some way, whether it's at home researching a purchase before you go to the store, or it's in the store itself.
And she says that consumers have a better view of their personal net worth this year thanks to a growing job market, lower gas prices. This is SRN News.
His insight on parenting has informed a generation, and now Dr. James Dobson introduces his groundbreaking book and 8-part film series for a new generation, Building a Family Legacy.
This might be the most significant investment of your life.
To celebrate the launch, you're invited to attend a free simulcast of the first film titled Your Legacy on any night, October 1st through the 5th.
This film series represents a legacy of love and care that I've tried to leave to my own family.
To find a location nearest you, go to buildingafamilylegacy.com. That's buildingafamilylegacy.com. Join millions from around the world for this exciting event. Go to buildingafamilylegacy.com.
It's the stories that we remember that make us who we are.
The Obama administration spent at least $3.7 billion to create and publicize federal health care exchanges, but where is the money going?
Federal investigators say there's no way of knowing how accurate that figure is. A just-released report is critical of the government for using manually prepared spreadsheets that in some cases don't even track salaries, travel, or even the advertising costs to promote the federal exchanges. The audit was requested by outgoing House Ways and Means Chairman Dave Camp.
That's SRN News Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Most of the container terminals at the Port of Los Angeles are reopened following a fire that broke out Monday and affected business yesterday, putting some people out of work for a day, like this longshoreman that spoke to KNBC-TV.
Here we are now, another day.
without work.
A welding accident ignited the 800-foot-long wharf that's part of a terminal that processes cargo. This is SRN News. They counted a record number of American crocodile hatchlings in the Everglades National Park this year, offering hope that the restoration efforts are paying off.
A University of Florida researcher has been monitoring the crocodile since 1978, just a few years after the reptile received federal endangered status. Researchers caught 962 of the hatchlings this year in the park, nearly doubling the 554 found last year.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Walmart is launching a mobile checking account for its customers that will eliminate some of the fees charged by banks, it says. The company says that the Go Bank checking account through Green Dot Corporation has no minimum balance requirement or overdraft fees, for that matter. A monthly membership charge of $8.95, but it can be waived if there is a direct deposit of $500 made each month into your account. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It is, we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Of course, Wednesday the 24th, no matter what I said in the last hour, it's still the 24th today. I was lucky I got the right year or the month. But good morning. Bad Bob's here with us and, of course, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning, and let's talk about the weather here. Looks like we're at 64 degrees. It's partly cloudy. And tonight, it looks like we're going to get up to about 82. Rain tonight and a lows of 57. We have a high precipitation tonight and tomorrow showers before 11. Looks like tomorrow our weather will be around 73. So then again, the temperatures for the rest of the week in the low 70s. And then we get back up into 79 and 80 towards the weekend. All slight chance of showers predicted throughout the week with thunderstorms on Saturday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Always, every time you read the weather, it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, as well as it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So great to be back here. Yesterday, we've had our city council, everybody running for city council, or who are sitting members of our council members. Beginning with the week, we started off with
Mike Quinn,
and then yesterday we had Francie Sullivan, and today
Kristen Schrader.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, one of the things I just wanted to add in here for the weather was this rain's coming. Is that now they're starting to worry about flash floods and mudslides up in the weed area, because on the sides of the mountains up there, all the vegetation is gone, and they've got dust that's like 8 inches thick. So they're worrying about, okay, the rains are coming, thank goodness. Uh-oh, now we may have mudslides. So it's just...
Isn't that the way it goes? Remember L.A. with the rains and the mudslides. But let's pray for the rain. We need to have our earth dampened.
Yes, a nice
and
gentle rain.
We'll take, if there's a little mudslide, we'll fit. Don't worry. We'll be there.
A little mudslide.
We don't need to think on those terms. We need to think about bring the rain and help us drench, help us dampen our earth. This is what we desperately need, is to fill that lake back up.
Okay. Carl and Pollyanna. You know what? Positive thinking.
If I lived in your head, I don't think.
If you lived in my head, there's only room for one of us in here. Thank God. Okay.
Breathe deep.
All right. And
just breathe.
Okay. Poor Kristen, she's sitting there going, how did I get here with these guys? Who are these people? Anyway, good morning, Kristen.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity of coming in.
Well, we always like having you on. And all of our candidates need to come on. And we need to get 48 minutes with them, 47 minutes. because there's so many things that are going on, and of course this is really the first city council race in a while that I think has really been, you know, kind of like juicy. Yeah, is a term that Linda uses, where it's everybody's kind of fired up.
Kristen, I have a question for you before, as we go in and we talk about your platform. What made you decide? I mean, you're a busy lady. You have all kinds of philanthropy work that you do so much with, you know, the Schrader Planetarium and all the things, not Planetarium.
Well, yeah, the planetarium was built in the 70s, and it was named for my husband, who was the county superintendent of schools.
And that's just so fantastic. But so what made you decide in all of the things that you do, okay, I am now going to throw my hat in the ring and run for city council?
Well, I think that's a good segue for me to explain that, because I have had a 20-year commitment in our community, building projects through nonprofits that I've formed and led, building community projects, that physical projects like the Manzanita renovation project with the new fields, new playground, jogging path. I built 3 more jogging paths at 3 other elementary schools because I see needs in our community, and I know there's a group of people that have good ideas, and when we sit together, we collaborate and we figure out a way we're going to get something done. So I thought, well, when I moved back to Reading in 1994, my husband Jack and I, to raise our 2 children, because I grew up here, I just, since that day, you know, we moved back, I've been busy, and I just think this is a great way that I can extend the work I've done in our community in a very meaningful way at the city council, because it has a lot of influence and effect on businesses, our community members, residents, what we do in Shasta County. So I'm, you know, shifting my focus to the city council. I've met with all of the department chairs, department directors, Kurt Starman, to get a real understanding about what goes on in our city. It's a fascinating, very dynamic place, and we've done a lot with less revenue than the city has had in a while, but we need to be more proactive going forward. We need to collaborate more as a city council. Work together and find solutions for these really critical issues that we have right now.
Kristen, there's a lot of questions we can ask that won't take a lot of time. But I do want to find out, you know, reasons why. You know, yesterday we heard Rick Bassetti, the mayor, give state of the city. And it almost always is this lot of, yeah, we did great. And we have, you know, the city of Reading, we can't forget that we have done a lot of good things and move forward. But there's things that still have to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is crime and the transient problem. What is your plan on addressing this?
Well, I think the plan has many different facets. And I know were the moderator, we did a great job at our town hall meeting back in, what was that? I don't remember the date.
Well, you know what? It was
the end of July, July 30th. And
yeah,
what that did
was a long time ago.
That actually highlighted a lot of the concerns our citizens had and the businesses had. And I think we had a great selection of people responding to it, with all the individual state agencies, and Chief Paletti and Sheriff Bazinko, who worked together well. But here's some of the solutions. Where are the chief just put out a proposed course of action plan. So if there was more money, which was one of the keys to finding solutions and funding them, is that we do need more police officers. We need more community service officers that would be doing work that the sworn officers are doing now, who need to be in the streets to be a deterrent to crime. The other issue is homeless or transient. I was so concerned about that I organized and facilitated a forum on August 5th just dealing with homelessness and looking for solutions. We want to clearly identify what the problems are. There are people who definitely need to, who have fallen through the cracks and need help with services that are already available. But we also have problems with people who don't want to help themselves, and those are a public safety issue that the law enforcement needs to take care of. Okay, so the plan is we need to provide the service. We need to provide the resources for the personnel. That's one of the first things. And one of the ways to do it is the sales tax. I think the community has an opportunity to weigh in and direct be able to, for the city, direct more resources to this issue. And if that doesn't work, then we need to have the city council meeting.
How is the money to be spent on Measure F if it passes?
There are three categories. One is funding personnel, which is police. The police chief would obviously make the recommendation on how he would align the assign the funding. According, and the city council would approve it. The second priority or the second category is to pay for help increase the work release program that the sheriff's department runs. There would be an agreement between the city and the sheriff's department. And the third is to pay for prisoner housing outside of the county, somewhere else in the state or somewhere else in another state. So we would be shipping prisoners off because we don't have enough room in our jail.
Now, I'll say the same thing I've said every day, is that Sheriff Pasenko, who is not against Measure F, but he says this is not going to help him move people around. What he needs help in is the ones they arrest. The 200 that they're arresting 50 a day, and they're having to turn them loose because he has no place to put them. They need a place to hold the ones that they arrest until they can get them to court.
Right. Well, he also one of the things he's explained to many times is the capacity is used largely with prisoners who are awaiting trial.
Right.
And those can't be sent out.
Right. And that's the problem.
There is several layers to this problem. But I think that we need deterrence with additional police officers. I think that makes a difference in our community. You know, the new programs that the chief has implemented with bicycle police officers, we still need to focus on code enforcement. There are so many layers to this. But I think we need to work together and figure out what the solutions are. So having after November 4th, and we look at what happened to the sales tax, and then the city council needs to convene and say, okay, what's plan B, which would be to look at whatever resources the city now has, from the close. If it doesn't pass. So, for example,
there's got to be a plan B.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anybody talk about that, and I think we need to take a look at that. But that's not up to you right now.
No, it's not.
Yet. Okay, we've got to take a break. Kristen Schrader is our guest running for Reading City Council. And she is she's for Measure F because she believes that this is one of the ways that we can put more police on the streets, more CSOs on the streets as a deterrent. And that there has to be a plan B, which you're the first one that's mentioned that one. And that's good. And the other thing I want to talk about then is if you're willing to support laws that will make it illegal to do certain things in the city, which makes it tougher on transients and beggars. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR.
I forgot you said we were going to go.
Bay's 7th Annual Fall Plant Sale is Saturday, September 27th. Fall is the best time to plant most hardy perennial plants and shrubs in our area, and Turtle Bay's nursery has lots of them for sale. On September 27th, Turtle Bay members will get a 30% discount, and non-members will get 20%. Plus, free gardening advice will be available throughout the day from Arboretum and Botanical Gardens staff and volunteers. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket, while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Spark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is the 24th, let me say it again, the 24th of September. It's 65 degrees out
Wednesday.
Today, 50% chance of rain. Weather brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number. We have Kristen Schrader here who's running for city council. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Linda Bott and the Lady Bott and the Bluebirds.
Brought to you by
River Casino and Resort on October 2nd is going to have. It's a Thursday night. It's just going to be absolutely fabulous.
Well, it's the portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River. And actually, the first Thursday of October, November, and December, my jazz trio, myself, plus we'll have a special guest. This particular October 2nd will be Rick Hill. And I've got Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramendes. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. They have a special menu just for that night. They're calling it Romance on the River. So Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be performing Romance on the River. So give the Wind River a call. Make your reservations. And again, at 7 to 9. And it will also be in November 6th and December 4th.
Give them a call at 243-3377 and ask for Elements Lounge. Romance on the River. Okay. Kristen Schrader is our guest. Okay, Kristen, when we left, I said... For some reason, it's taken a long time, and I haven't figured out how hard it is for our crackerjack attorney, city attorney, to write this. But it's to make it illegal to panhandle from medians, mm-hmm. No sitting or lying on sidewalks. We already have laws about sleeping in the park, though those seem to be ignored in many cases. And we just heard this horrible story from a business owner that said this last weekend was the worst ever. Fights, guys exposing themselves, all this type of horrible things happening down there around the hotel, right down here in town. What's the name of the hotel? The Lorenz. And then Linda's driving by the Veterans Center, and there's like 30 people.
Veterans Hall.
Just on sitting, Yuba Street, like, and there's like 30 people.
I thought it was a rally, but I looked closer and saw these 30 people. Maybe it was 25, but it was like this huge cluster.
What are you going to do if you are elected to be city council to get our arms around this?
Well, I heard recently Chief Paletti was talking about looking into new ordinances that, what as you mentioned, would prohibit people from handing things out of cars to people standing on the street, which I didn't even know people, you know, that would be a possibility. But any kinds of new innovative or ways that other communities have used to prevent this kind of activity, you know, that what we don't want to do is we don't want to enable people who are panhandlers coming from out of the area or even panhandlers that live in our area, because what we want is we want to donate our funds to programs that work and provide actual real assistance. So I'm I would be supportive of looking at ordinances that restrict that kind of behavior. Also ordinances, I know the city council considered a sit-lie ordinance, but I think it's time to relook at that, have it come back to the city.
Oh, they made it too specific for transients or something. It's got to be. You can't aim it at one person. You got to. You know, this is a non-discriminatory. You just can't sit or lie.
Well, I think what we need to rely on the expertise of the city attorney and the police chief doing the appropriate research to figure out what's working in other communities.
Well, here's what I think is that a lot of people are out there, just like you said, at the end of July, and I'd like to know what has happened. I don't see anything that's happened except we have bike patrols happening. Have you seen anything?
I have seen the bike patrol.
No, the bike patrol is a good idea, and I know Paletti's trying to change his people and play. You know, it's almost like playing chess out there, moving things around. But we're putting out Measure F. What happens if Measure F doesn't pass, Kristen?
Well, then, as we talked before, we need a Plan B, and I think one of the first things is to find out, have the chief prioritize what is the most with the city council. What are the most important things in priority order? And look, for example, when the city closed its – or getting ready to close its books on June 30th, 2014, there were additional revenues property tax and sales tax. And look at what – not a lot of money. Maybe it's $400,000, $600,000, but anything will help. But we need to earmark or find out what kinds of funds like that would be available to expend on public safety. Because even if the sales tax passes, which we know – the money won't come right away. It'll take time, and it takes time to hire people. But as soon as the election's over, we sit down with the new city council. At least there'll be, at least one new person. We hope there's, you know, I hope I'm there.
Okay.
So to help make those decisions. And I think we use all of our collective wisdom, and we put the, we asked the chief to – I know he's doing – sounds like he's having his staff do research.
There's a lot of things that they're doing.
And then I think he talked recently about what we – I don't think what we see are the efforts that are being made. For example, when he spoke recently on your show about having the police – look into the homeless camps a little more, or where places in our community like the parks, maybe where they shouldn't be, and attack that problem more vigorously than what they've done. And that's one of the things I think we might not see, because might not be in the park at that moment. But I think if you know those kinds of things are going on, I think that would, and we see some of the positive outcomes from that, it will help us.
There were raises given to city employees, mainly management, by the city council on a 3-2 vote. It kind of talks about priorities. What are your priorities for this city? In other words, what do you believe city government should provide?
Well,
in a list of priorities.
Well, I think the first priority that all of us, I think, would agree on is public safety. And that does take a large portion of the general fund. So if the general fund is about $68 million, and I think the public safety, which is fire and police, are about 60% of that in their, salaries and benefits. The other important, I think, priorities for our community is finding incentives for creating jobs and, in support of businesses locating here and expanding. Infrastructure is an important issue, because if we don't have good roads and our pipes or water pipes are not, are breaking, then that's not good for the citizens or the businesses who want to locate here. So we still need to remember we need to maintain our infrastructure.
Okay. The sale of land to the McConnell Foundation, what's your stance on that one?
I supported the city council decision to sell land to McConnell Foundation. And the price that they're paying is higher than the highest appraised value for that property. The reason I'm supporting it is it's good for the city of Reading, the money that will go to the city for potentially to be spent on public safety. For example, it's estimated. I know there's some discussion about what the real numbers are, but I think realistically there's a good chance that we could see over time $700,000 in increased property tax, sales tax, and TOT tax that would go to the city general fund to be spent on public safety which is what I would prioritize that funding for. So it also creates jobs, 40 construction jobs and 70 permanent jobs. And that's the best way to help our economy and our community, because then other businesses, other resident, you know, people in the community will have an opportunity to get those jobs. And without that hotel, we wouldn't have it. We'd have a parking lot that doesn't pay anything towards property taxes.
Of course, the Measure B is coming up here in November, too, and there's a lot of people. Actually, I don't know if it's a lot, but there's a number of vocal people that are saying that the land's being stolen, that it's worth a lot more.
I've attended city council meetings since January of 2013. I know this issue has come up a lot since then, and from what I've seen from licensed appraisers, many people who are very knowledgeable about the field of appraisals, with the 88-year lease on that property, that they're getting the fair market value for that property. It's not riverfront; it's a parking lot, and so it's. I think that the appraisal is accurate, and the city would have $600,000 in there, to use for services that we wouldn't have without the sale of the property. And Turtle Bay would become self-sufficient. More self-sufficient,
I think they've said that it will not. The hotel in itself is not enough to pay all the bills.
Correct.
What you were saying there, and you hear different stories on that and what it was said. But Warren has said that the hotel itself won't, but right. It can help.
Oh, it'll definitely help. And this is a way that helps our whole economy and the community in Reading, because we'll have more increased tourism. The Civic Auditorium would gain greater opportunities to have different groups come that wouldn't come to Reading without a nicer, a hotel sitting right next to the Civic, and it's a 4-star hotel, and the other hotels are supporting this. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Christian Schrader, candidate for Reading City Council, is our guest today. We'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids
from all the way back in 1959 when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today there are 19 shacks from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
with the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. Yeah. We love our chief. He just poked his head in.
He handed me a couple of press releases I was looking for.
Carl goes, wah, wah, wah.
That's me.
And we go, wah. No, and I go, you know, what's it like? The first thing you see is to go, bleh.
You know what, Rob Pelletti?
You like my little sound effects?
Well, your sound effects just
reminds me of my Navy days. Not many of them.
You know, that's what the sound of
post liberty.
You know, that's the yeah. Blah, blah.
Welcome back to KCNR. It's currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios. It's the 24th of September, and it's 8:34 in the morning. Carl's pointing. Yes, it's your moment.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barber
Shop. Hand gestures.
I just was letting you know, as I still have this to do.
Yeah, you're going to need to get your hair cut or hairs.
It's getting all my hairs cut this week down at the Cypress Square Barber Shop with DC Tim and a man in black. There discounts for seniors and veterans, and I fall into both of those. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. For me, of course, seniors means 30 and above. For a Bob, Bob's in there.
You can smell the testosterone when you walk in the door. I can't even walk in there. I got to just poke a toe.
That is not true. Women are always welcome.
No, they look at you. They look at you like you've got three eyes.
Probably don't. That is not true. Women are always welcome at Cypress Square Barbershop. I wouldn't get my hair cut there if I was a woman. You know, they are not hairstylists. They cut hair. It's a barbershop. It's a great place. Go on down there. Man's last stronghold. Okay, our guest is Christian Schrader, who is running for Reading City Council. God knows why anybody would do this.
Have to have a deep core belief.
And you have to believe that you can change things.
I think that's true. And okay. Linda was kind enough to ask me about, at the very beginning, why I'm doing this. I think, the commitment and the projects I've already done. And I've also served 16 years currently 8 years on the Shasta Union High School District and 8 years before that on the Reading School District. So, that has been a way to be very involved in our community and help make sure that our kids have the best education. But it's also very similar to what we would do at the City Council. So I have a lot of experience in governance. We manage a $43 million budget there, and we have made sure that we have a balanced budget at the end of every year.
Let's talk about privatization. What's your thoughts on privatization?
Well, we have two good examples in the city with the Civic Auditorium and the library that it worked out that for the Civic that the city of Reading had $1 million
deficit
into the general fund for the expenses and the. Advanced Reading is doing a great job.
They're making money.
And yeah, so it's one of those, I think that anytime those opportunities come up or can be viewed as, a good thing for the city, that's what we need to look at. The library is another good example. So it has to really come, down to an evaluation, cost benefit, what works best for the city and what we're,
Are you willing to bring in somebody else to do the study? Because it appears that the last time we had a privatization study, found that we can't our parks couldn't be our parks have to be taken care of city employees by a private company. And are you willing to look at like trash collection, garbage collection, all those things? Are you willing to open it up to look at ways of saving money? Because we also outsourced REU,
the call center
there. I'm not sure how that's working, except the fact is that 2 months after they took it over, they came back and asked for more money.
But I think that everything needs to be evaluated with the thought that it's what are the services that need to be provided, what are the costs of those services, and how we can do it at the most efficient way and provide the needed service to the community. So it has to have several tests, I think, to evaluate what's meaningful, what's going to work in a city. And hiring out, which costs money, though, to hire, other people to evaluate that, what could be on the table as well. But it's, really comes down to there's some services by law you can't, privatize. And there's some services I would never consider privatizing, which would be law enforcement. I don't think that's, even though some communities might have done that, that's not one that would be on the table for me. So I think, it's the way that we look at all budget. We need to look at all budgets. It's, what's the cost benefit? What do we need to do to make it work, and we can balance our budget?
Okay, let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, do you have a question for Kristen Schrader?
Yes, I do, and I hate to be the one that keeps bringing up the topic, but we're missing the point here in the fact that the impact fees and building permits are so exorbitant in the city of Reading that it's stifling the construction industry. And as anybody knows, the increased employment, increased sales tax in the terms of construction materials, if we had that same a year and a half ago, the city dropped one-third of their fees, and we had one developer take out all 100 permits, and it generated $16 to $20 million worth of industry in this town. And if we just understood that we get this exorbitant impact fee, reduced for an interim period of time, it would generate all the money that we need for this ongoing problem of not enough money to get done what we need to get done. And I'll take my answer up there, and I hope everybody continues to pound on this thing that we're stifling our construction industry, which is the horsepower of this community.
Billy Bob, thank you. And we were going to get to that one, but Billy Bob puts it very succinctly. When they did away with the permitting cost there, that there was a lot of money flowed in here. We went right back up. We were told yesterday by Francie is that the study says, we don't charge enough money in our permitting process. And what's your thought on this? I mean, I'm hearing this from a lot of people in the trades out there, and from a lot of other people, is that the whole process is laborious at the very best, torturous in many cases, and too expensive.
Well, actually, you just talked about, I think, three different things. So let me try and address them.
We got another 20 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. Let's talk about impact fees. And that it is an example where the city hired an outside consultant and looked. And what happens is, in order for the city to levy those fees under a government code section to provide for the level of service in our community for infrastructure, which is what the impact fees are to fund, the study was done, and they started the study in 2012. In 2013, last August, they adjusted the fees, actually downward. They reduced the fees by somewhere between $900 and $1,000 in total for all the different fees that they assess. And they also recently the city council accepted a report from staff talking about how there was increase in production, construction. However, the fees lost to the city to provide those services was somewhere in excess of $1 million, $1.6 million, I think, that the fees that were waived, were reduced, those fees were lost to the city to provide that infrastructure. So we have to find the money somewhere to maintain that level of service, which is roads, pipes, the other, wastewater, whatever the other services are that we need to. So I understand that, the caller's concern. We want to have a balance, though. Somebody has to pay for the impact of building new projects in our community. So the other issue you brought up about was plan check, I think.
And permits, that you have, the whole process is laborious for a lot of people. And, at worst, torturous.
I've heard that from many different people. I've heard that there are times when people have a successful experience. So I think we need to look at what's working in this process and what needs to be addressed that obviously needs, could have, tweaks to the review process. We want to make it accessible for, homeowners or builders, contractors to be able to come into the city and have a positive experience and get the projects done that they want to do. We also need it to, we need those the requirements for building, the building requirements codes enforced because we want to make sure that homes that we buy or buildings that we're, you know, using are safe.
How do you plan on taking a look at this? I mean, right now you've got, you know, it's everything. The city council relies on a staff who gets their money from doing things a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there and you want to make changes on this or at least take a look at it. What's your plan on how to do that? Are you going to task them with saying, okay, I want to know how you give a permit and start it from A to Z?
Sure. I'll use my experience as a school board member because we're required to implement state and federal laws. And since we're not experts on curriculum or on the infrastructure, you know, like how many buses we need. So we need to rely on staff to give us the expert opinion. But I think that then we need to be able to ask the best questions. So set up the scenario that what is our desired goal and figure out how do we get to that point? How do we assess the success of what our needs are? Have the city council and the staff work together to say, what's not working? And we get a lot of input from people who have used the system. Those are the best. I think that's who we need to have come in and say, here's what our experiences are. Match that with what the staff is saying and have the city council say, well, let's figure out what's the best way for us to go forward. Getting input from the community and from staff on what the problems are and what are solutions.
Okay. It's time to take a break here. Kristen Schrader is our guest, and we're talking about changes in the way business is done at City Hall and how to do that. And obviously it's not perfect down there. But there are things that work down there. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like our medical care system in the United States. Many parts of our medical care system were really, really, really good. But there were parts of it that needed to be changed. So trying to change the whole thing leads to even more problems. But on a systematic, planned way of looking at things, how do you get permits? Why does it cost this much? Why are people having to come back? Why are people having a tough time with this? But it's got to be a systematic approach to that too. Mm-hmm. But Billy Bob is exactly right. We need construction. That's one of our drivers out there, and it's been dropping, even though people say, oh, it's coming back. But why, you know, what can we do to make it so much easier for people that want to bring businesses into this town instead of looking at things and turning around and walking out? Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to the Paint Mart. I want to match paint colors with wallpaper and new window blinds.
And just how are you going to do all that?
Paint Mart has this wonderful new PPG Voice of Color touchscreen where you can design paint colors, pick and choose PPG paints for walls and trim. Then I can pick out my wallpaper, blinds, and drapes, all with the ease of a large touchscreen. It's great.
At the Paint Mart, we have a design consultant to help you select the perfect PPG paint for interior, exterior, primers, and stains, including low VOC options with elegant, durable finishes and over 1,900 colors to choose from. We also carry wallpaper, custom blinds, draperies, and shutters. Paint smart with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality PPG paint, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff.
Come to Paint Mart. Quality.
Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue is your local, family-owned and family-operated complete sleep headquarters with the largest mattress inventory in the North State, featuring Organipedic by OMI, the purest latex mattress made, the Spring Air and HD line, the only mattress with a 20-year non-pro-rated warranty, and now featuring the AH Beard Luxury line with over 100 years of experience producing high-quality, handcrafted mattresses with pressure-relieving full-body orthopedic support. Cresson's also carry a large selection of adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets, mattress pads,
and the largest organic and regular pillow selection in town. Cresson's carry more in-stock inventory than any store in the North State and provide same-day delivery. You'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery. 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery, home of the best price and the best selection. Remember, your waking hours are only as good as your last night's sleep.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Do you feel like the digital world has left you behind and just a bit bewildered? Locals is here to get you and your business up to date. In an age where 87% of consumers expect businesses to have a website, Locals can help. Website design and implementation, logo creation, VHS to DVD transfers, and much more. You don't need to learn all the digital tricks of the trade. You just need to contact Locals at 515-8335 or online at localsreading.com. For everything digital for yourself or your local business, it's Locals Online Service Company.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here on this, well, Bob would call it and Carl would call it hump day.
Wednesday.
8:49 in the morning. Uh-oh. It's the 24th of September, currently 66 degrees. We are looking towards our 80s in our high temperatures today, and we are looking towards scattered showers as well. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Martin and his people are thoroughly versed in any type of heating and cooling systems. And where you say, okay, maybe the heat has broken, but now it's, and so your cooling systems, which you should have been, had been worked on by him to save money. Now it's time to take a look at your heating systems, checking those filters, checking everything, making sure they're ready for this winter. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We use Martin and Alliance Heating and Air, and we're very, very pleased. Our guest, Kristen Schrader, running for Reading City Council. Okay, Kristen, you're queen for the day, and you can make any of these changes. What changes? What's the biggest changes you want to make here?
That's a really good question.
Well, we need change. Obviously, you know, when I hear people say, oh, everything's going, you know, everything's great, I look around and I say, well, no.
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of good things, but there's some things that have to be done.
So what would you change?
Yeah.
Well, let me answer it this way. I would change how we approach finding solutions for the issues. Let's say, I know we've kind of really talked a lot about public safety. That's still a really high priority. And I think the chief has a lot of good ideas. That's going to take collaboration with the sheriff's department and with, you know, the community corrections partnership on how we treat our offenders, the probationers, everything. So let's move to a different topic we haven't talked about and look at that as way to change. And how do we obtain change? Let's look at economic development in our community. So if we had a model, looked at it differently, and that's the change I'm talking about, and that we got everybody to the table who had ideas about economic development, job growth, whether it's through microenterprise, through entrepreneurs, startup companies, incubators. We got everybody identifying what are the highest priorities, what are the gap, what are the services currently available through SBDC, through Superior California Economic Development, Economic Development Corporation, EDC. I don't think we collaborate enough in our community to really identify what are the core needs in the community for our businesses. How do we approach the city with getting better results and people wanting to build and expand their businesses? So all of that, I think we just do too many things in silos. So people do great work in their individual companies or their individual organizations, but we don't collaborate enough and identify the core needs for our community. How about we could collaborate with the public school system to say, what can we do to ensure that our students are the best educated when they complete high school. And they've actually had opportunity to explore pathways to specific jobs in our community or specific certificated programs at the community college. So that would be a collaboration with businesses, with the community college, with the high school, you know, the school districts. So I think we haven't done enough collaboration. We think we need to bust silos that are existing. And we there are examples in other communities where we have looked at collaboration and look at how we can have a collective impact in our community. And that's what I'd be advocating for, a new way of approaching change through a different model.
Okay.
That's a lot there, and it takes years to put that together. But yeah. if we need to start somewhere. So we can't just cherry pick what are the highest priority problems and give a few people the assignment to take care of it. I think we need to really look at and dig deep. Work with the county supervisors. Work with the county administration. Everybody needs to work together on this. So I think that's my biggest change would be how we approach getting results.
Should the should Stillwater? What do you think should happen to Stillwater?
Well, I think the ideas were have evolved in how we what is there to track the businesses at the time when it was first developed was large businesses, different kind of manufacturing, whatever. I think we need to relook at what are types of businesses that would come to the area that might not have been what we originally thought of 8-10 years ago. And the city has some incentives for their utility rates, different processes that can be implemented, different incentive programs that the city has approved in policies to attract businesses. So we need one business probably to get things rolling and get started.
Would you continue the process of giving raises to upper management as opposed to putting all that money back into public safety and infrastructure?
I think whenever you're looking at compensation raises, we need to approach it from the perspective of what are the jobs that we need to have the best qualified staff at. Okay, so if the city recently did a study and said that the salaries that were given, that are the salary range for certain employees needed to be increased to be competitive so that we maintain the staffing levels that we need with the quality work that we need, then we need to evaluate all levels, including what their base pay is and what, it raises that might be. So it has to be looked at, on a system-wide way rather than just say we don't give raises. We're not paying enough to attract quality employees and we have huge vacancies, which impacts, for example, the quality of service we get, quality of maintenance that we get.
Well, does that fly in the face of public safety being your first priority?
We have to find a balance. So there's and the raises you were talking about, I think there are eight. If you use the number 800,000, from what I understand, 200,000 of that would have come from the general fund and 600,000 would have come from the REU, which is a separate budget, which is the enterprise funds, which is separate from the general fund. So enterprise funds, REU, would not be funding that could be used for public safety. So it did have an impact. I think we have to look at all things. That's what's required to take a look at all line items in the budget. But we have to balance that with making sure that our infrastructure, we have the right staff there, and we support the staff that we need.
The Parks Department and the library, I think the library is a $2 million budget, something like that. Parks Department is so much. Are you willing to go into that and close the library down for a few days or slow the parks down for public safety and infrastructure?
I sitting here today, I couldn't honestly tell you what works or not. I mean, you have to ask do the cost-benefit analysis. In my experience, some reduction is better than elimination of any program or project. So I would look at, but they've done so much reductions. We've cut back in so many ways. They have furloughs. The department directors do multiple, are in charge of multiple departments. They've really, I think, done well for all the reductions in the economy that's had drastic changes.
Kristen.
Yes.
Did good today.
Oh, where are we?
We're about finished, so you're going to we're
just
gonna
a few minutes
the
left.
Rest of it's yours.
Closing thoughts.
Yeah, give us a couple minutes of why Christian Schrader?
Well, as you can see, I have a record in the community of building collaborations. I have a vision. I've really worked hard to help our community members find and build projects that have a lasting benefit in our community. So as a city council member, I think I would be able to be effective with my skills and experience. I can work well with others, have a lot of experience at that, and I think that's critical for our city council right now. And I've proven experience, and I can get things done.
Okay. Christian Schrader has been our guest today. And for running for Reading City Council. And, you know, people must want and believe that they can do things. And this is for all of our candidates, because you're not running for money.
No.
And you're not running because you know 50% of the people aren't going to like you anyway. Hopefully there'll be more, you know, that.
But people may not agree with you.
Not agree with you. I shouldn't say like you. Should be agreeing with you.
Right. It matters. What matters is you evaluate things and you make decisions based on merit. You know, what is the best for all the most amount of citizens in the community? And I think that's the kind of skill that I would be able to bring to the city council.
Okay. Thanks, Kristen, very much for being with us. It's not the last time. We're going to have you all back in around the end of October again, right before the election.
I look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, I know you do. And tomorrow, Patrick Jones is coming in. It may be it's probably slightly different ways of looking at things than other people this week.
And then Friday?
And Friday be Doug LaMalfa. This Friday we've got a conservative woman author that's going to be on. It's going to be great. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama calls it a network of death, and he vows to destroy ISIS. Addressing the UN General Assembly today, Mr. Obama says the U.S. is working with a broad coalition to crush the terrorists.
Collectively, we must take concrete steps to address the danger posed by religiously motivated fanatics and the trends that fuel their recruitment.
U.S. warplanes today bombed ISIS positions on both sides of the Syria-Iraq border. And while she says it's a good start, military strategist Jessica Lewis says that air power alone isn't enough.
There are certain ground conditions that are required ultimately involving ground forces to get after primarily control of the cities that ISIS currently holds, to include some very big cities like Mosul in Iraq. And I'm afraid you can't do that entirely from the air.
Lewis with the Washington-based Institute for the Study of War.